Monday, that means it's a chance to visit with John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. And Mo, outstanding week for your club, but I want to start with the weekend in Mexico. What did you think about the entirety of what took place in Mexico?
You know, overall, I thought it was a really good experience, and I do think our players enjoyed it. You know, it's definitely a little out of the normal, but in terms of our hosts and how seamless they made going from hotel to ballpark, it was really kind of a great experience for all of us. And, you know, I think the one thing that was something that you had to take into account was just playing a little higher altitude, a very spacious ballpark, but an AstroTurf field, which we don't play on very often. And so just, you know, taking all those things into account, I think those nuances were sort of interesting experiences for both us and the Reds.
As you talk to your counterparts in MLB or those around the league offices, do you think that's an expansion city? Is this kind of the direction they're going, or is this a place that they'd rather just say, hey, let's put a few teams in there and really, you know, grow the game by exposing some of the great players in the game?
You know, it'd be hard for me to answer that. I have not heard of any of that discussion. But, you know, clearly visiting Monterey for the first time, I thought it was a very impressive city. The hotel we stayed at, that downtown area that we were staying in, I thought was, you know, very lovely and very modern. So, you know, you look at the population and what they have, certainly Monterey has a lot to offer.
Did you feel that some of your players were energized by, you know, what we all know that baseball can be monotonous at times? You know, it's game after game after game, but going to a different country, and for many of the players, the fans speaking their language, did you feel like some of the guys were energized by that?
I certainly thought everybody from a player standpoint really enjoyed it. And, you know, I had breakfast with a couple of the coaches yesterday, and they were really impressed with just the experience. So, you know, when you go into these things, there's always that sort of uncertainty on how things are going to go. But I think from the player's perspective, for the most part, they all enjoyed it. And I thought the coaching staff also embraced it as well. So it was great to see from a baseball standpoint.
You saw a couple of home runs hit by Ozuna yesterday. He's coming off a very great week. The Dodgers series, certainly what happened over the weekend. What are you seeing right now from Marcell Ozuna, your left fielder, Mo?
Well, I'm seeing what we thought we were getting when we traded for him. Just a dynamic offensive player that you know, has the capability of hitting the ballpark hard and long. And so, you know, you talk about someone that looked like they were having fun there. He was certainly one of them.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, too, and we talked about it on the telecast yesterday, is the fact that your club, you know, while at times it gets going in bunches, the top four have not gone all really at the same time. And in a way, you'd love to see that, obviously, but in a way that's kind of exciting because you know all those guys are going to hit, and at some point they're all going to hit at the same time. Is that something you think about, too, with your lineup?
Well, I think what it really says is it shows you the depth or the breadth of this lineup. And one of the things that we were hoping to accomplish this year was having the ability to just not be a front-loaded lineup. In other words, we were hoping that we would see production from 6, 7, and 8. And, you know, clearly we have been able to see that.
One of the things we like to do on these weekly visits, it's kind of take a look back and a week looking ahead. But going back this last week, Mo, an extension for Matt Carpenter. Number one, why the extension? And number two, how did it all come about?
Well, I think first off, Matt has been just a huge contributor to the Cardinals over the last 6, 7 years. And as you look at where he's at in his career, and what we had left, in other words, he was signed for this year and we had an option for next year. But, you know, he wanted some certainty on where he was going to be. And so we addressed this back at winter meetings. Long story short, talked about a lot of different iterations, but we ended up where we did. And you know, I'm excited for Matt because Matt's one of those guys that whatever you ask from him, he does, whether that's something on the baseball field, whether that's something in the community. He's just been a really a good team player for the Cardinals. And so this was an opportunity to reward him. And when you look how we're setting up this club for the future, it's nice to know what pieces we have in place. And then hopefully we have some other pieces that are going to come through our minor league system. So really, it's just an exciting time for the Cardinals, and that was just a great way to keep Matt in the fold and not have to worry about free agency.
You talked about guys in the minor leagues, and you have some really good young third basemen. Part of the decision with this, Mo, I'm just kind of thinking outside the box, is that, you know, Matt can move around the infield. He probably could play the outfield, which I've seen him do. So it wouldn't block somebody if they get, you know, ready to roll into the major leagues from maybe that position. His versatility, I would assume, kind of played a part in this too.
Well, of course, but I also think that you don't want to get presumptuous in terms of when someone's going to be ready. But, you know, we do have three good-looking third basemen, and the way they are progressing, it's great to see. But when you're putting that sort of on a timeline in terms of getting past 2020 or 2021, that's still a TBD. But regardless, you still have the flexibility to always be able to move Matt around.
I know a lot of fans are curious about Alex Reyes. Do you have an update on Alex and how he's doing down in the minor leagues?
Threw a couple innings last night. Still too many base on balls, but you know, feeling good, knows what he needs to work on, and really that's what we want to see is his ability to make adjustments and find the strike zone. Obviously, we think his stuff is great, but you can't find yourself in defensive counts at the big league level or even at AAA. So that's something that we still just need to get him fine-tuned on.
Do you find, Mo, that it's hard year to year to figure out these bullpens in your job? Because, you know, we start this season, Reyes is kind of a higher leverage guy, and now you look, it's Brebbia, it's John Gant, it's Dominic Leone, guys that you know could do it but maybe weren't in the role initially. Is it hard to kind of figure out these things every single year and what may transpire?
Well, I mean, obviously you'd love to break camp and know exactly what people are going to do and how they're going to do it. But we've always said that, you know, when you're dealing with humans, there's some volatility. And so as we look at the first couple weeks of the season, guys have stepped up and asserted themselves in certain areas. And as you pointed out, others have taken a step back. And so with these moving parts, that's where flexibility is very helpful, because then you can help right the ship. But, you know, I'm excited about the names you just mentioned in terms of Gant, Brebbia, Leone, because they've done a nice job. And as you look at how we set up our bullpen right now, you know, the opportunity to maybe have somebody like a Carlos Martinez or even an Alex Reyes rejoin us at some point is something that we're excited about. And a name we don't talk about at all is Luke Gregerson. And he's actually throwing the ball fairly well right now at AA. We'll likely get moved up to AAA here shortly. And he's someone that may end up contributing as well in the near future.
Yeah, that is kind of a forgotten man. There's no doubt. Couple more questions. We'll let you go. In terms of Carlos, how's he feeling? And then at that point, do you make a judgment of how you prepare him and what particular role he goes in?
Well, I think we'll get an assessment today on how he's doing. He threw a 20-pitch bullpen 2 days ago. It was one that was just fastballs, but, you know, overall felt good. So as we start to ramp him up, we do need to determine what that next step looks like. So I'll sit down with Gersh and Mike Schilt in the next couple of days, and we'll map that out.
And then finally, you got Dakota going tonight against the Brewers. What have you thought of Dakota's season so far?
You know, I think when you look at Dakota Hudson right now, the key for him is the ability to avoid the walk, because, you know, he has the ability to get ground balls, but giving up those free 90 bases are just not helpful. I think his success has been coming when he's been able to pound the ball in and pound the ball down. And, you know, right now, I think overall, we're all very pleased about what he's been able to do.
Well, Mo, it was a great weekend in Mexico. Should be a fun 3 days here in Milwaukee. And as always on these Mondays, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan.